All right, thanks, Mark. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to talk a little bit about thankfulness. And after that, we're going to model discussing thankfulness around the tables for the rest of the night. And Thanksgiving is actually one of my favorite holidays because it's celebrated around a table. All of you are around a table right now. And typically for Thanksgiving at the table, we're not just there to like eat food and leave for Thanksgiving, like kind of to nourish ourselves, but like relationally malnourish those near us. But for Thanksgiving, we're there to share a meal. We're there at Thanksgiving to break bread with those we love or those we try to love or those we like should love, but you just can't, like family. All of us are like, I'm about to go back to family soon, or most of us. And that can be hard. But with the goal of Thanksgiving, it's to give thanks. And for me, Thanksgiving is a reminder that the table, where you're at, is more than just a place where we set food. It's more than just four legs with a smooth top. The table is more than just wood or steel, but a place for connection, a place for encouragement, a place for belonging, a place for thankfulness. Now, since before the time of Jesus, Jewish rabbis taught that every table is an altar, and that every table is a place where worship happens. The table was a place where relationships were built, where relationships were restored, guests were welcomed, community was developed, peace and forgiveness was extended, because every table was an altar where you experienced God. And it's no wonder that the best description that Jesus gives us about heaven, about the kingdom of God, is one where there will be a big feast at a table. Now, when Jesus was on earth, a lot of his ministry was done at a table. He taught lessons at a table. He gave parables at a table. He washed his disciples' feet at a table. He ate with prostitutes, tax collectors, the jealous, the self-righteous, all at a table. Gospel writers would record Jesus making breakfast and eating with others, pouring wine and drinking with others, forgiving others, laughing with others, all at a table. And when talking about what happens after this life, Jesus talked about a table, about how the table was a place open to everyone, regardless of race, regardless of gender, of past sins, of social status, that anyone who would want to come to the table and dine with God could. In fact, Jesus said, people will come from east and west and from north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. You see, not only did Jesus like make a table for people to sit at like his earthly father, he's made a table for you to sit at with his heavenly father. In fact, there is a chair waiting for each and every one of you. And he doesn't care what you've done. He doesn't care where you've been. He doesn't care if you think you've blown it or if you don't even know who Jesus is. You are invited to Jesus' table, and that's something that we can be thankful for. Now, for me, what's really interesting about Thanksgiving is the amount of times that I find myself not being thankful. I don't know if you're like, okay, this is a holiday where I have to be thankful, and I don't want to be, or there just might be some situations where you just aren't thankful. And while the table can be an altar where we can experience connection with others and we can experience connection with God, thankfulness can still be difficult. So for me, at my family's table, this happens so often that it's actually like a Knapsed family tradition. The turkey will be in the oven, the food will be on the stove, drinks will be poured, the table will be set, and then right before we all sit down, a fight breaks out. Like, I don't know if that's you and your family, but it's often between us siblings. There's four of us growing up. It can be between my parents. It can be between, like, the siblings versus the parents. But on Thanksgiving, we fight. And it's usually about something that's super, super trivial. But what I'm finding is that the older that we all get and the longer we live apart, the more that we become different people, the more our beliefs and our worldviews shift, the harder it is to just keep the peace. just to find something to be thankful about. I don't know if like my sister will roll her eyes and I'll get super mad, or someone will say a harsh comment, or someone will like drop the P-bomb, the politics bomb, or someone will talk about how they express their faith or how other people should, or some people talk about how they shouldn't express their faith, or wonder why you don't have faith. But since we're family, we typically like bypass the, you know, you have to be polite to strangers, or, you know, you're in a community and you want to be, okay, we're in community together, so I'm not going to be totally rude. When you're family, like you snap and you're at each other's necks. And when that happens, when the food's ready, we get ready to eat, we start fighting like clockwork. Every Thanksgiving, we hear the door open and my sweet little grandma walks in. And it's like clockwork because it's really like right after the fighting begins. My grandma just hears us every single year. She shakes her head. She slowly closes the door. She has a bag with her. She takes out a container in the bag. And then she gets the lid and then pulls the lid off, places it on the table, revealing her green Jell-O salad. Now, I know, some of you might have a green Jell-O salad. As weird as it sounds, this green Jell-O salad unites us. And I've been eating this green Jell-O salad since before I can even remember. Now, if you don't know what the green Jell-O salad is and you're super confused, let me unpack this little beauty for you. You see, this green Jell-O salad, in it, it has walnuts, pineapple, raisins, carrots, celery, it has cottage cheese. It has everything that you think shouldn't be there. It's in there because if grandma wants it in there, she's gonna put it in there. She's gonna put it in there. And then if you're mad at it, she just gets some like Cool Whip and puts it on top of it and then sets it there and then for us to eat. And sometimes we've had visitors around our table and the visitors don't eat the green salad, but we do. In fact, the green Jell-O salad, it quiets us. It bands us together because some of our greatest family memories are around that Thanksgiving table. First, we're fighting, and then we're laughing, mostly at how gross the green salad looks and how awkward this family tradition is and how we keep doing it, but it's ours, and we're thankful for it. You see, the green Jell-O salad reminds us that even when there are times where we're being thankful is difficult, there's always something that we can be thankful for. So we'll sit around the table. We'll pass the turkey. We'll pass the green Jell-O salad. And then we'll give thanks. Even if we're in a thankless season or a wilderness season. When remembering the Exodus that the Israelites took out of Egypt, a psalmist wrote, "Can God really spread a table in the wilderness?" Some of you might feel like you're in a wilderness season right now. Can God really spread a table in the wilderness? So although the Israelites were in slavery in Egypt, they still had food. They still had water. But when they went out, when they were freed from slavery, when they were in the desert wilderness, although they were free, they didn't have food. They didn't have water. It was scarce. So out of the sky, God gave them bread. Out of a rock, God gave them water. In the wilderness, God gave them a table. And friends, He wants to do the same for you. And the new reality is one where He is preparing a table for us, a table in His kingdom after this life is done. In the Bible, the book of Hebrews says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful." You see, friends, God has given us a sturdy table, where we can eat with Him, where we will experience His love, His joy, His forgiveness. And that's something that we can be thankful for. Now, regardless of where you're at in life, whatever wilderness that you may be experiencing, I want us to just pause and have a green Jell-O salad moment. I do. To pause and think about what we're thankful for. So, for the rest of tonight, as we're all just seated around the table, I want to invite us just as a sanctuary family, and if this is your first time, you're a part of our family, I would love us to share with each other what we're thankful for and why. So share with each other what we're thankful for and why. And it could be something that happened to you recently, something that happened to you this past year, maybe something that happened to someone else, or maybe it isn't a something, but it's a someone, something that you can be thankful for and share. Now, to make this more intentional, since there are long tables, you'll see little numbers. You were released to go get food by those numbers. Whoever, I want to invite everyone that's around a table, whoever is closest to a number, just kind of form a group out of all these numbers that you see. And if you're not near a number, just kind of form a group. And for the rest of the time tonight, 20, 30 minutes, I want to invite us to be family, to be thankful around a table and share about what we're thankful for and why. Let's share. Thanks, everyone.